I'd like to move on right now to Dr. Forhauer, who is an interventional radiologist at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Dr. Forhauer will present the results of a comparison study providing information about how interventional radiologists maintain access to chronic kidney disease patients' circulatory systems to provide life-sustaining dialysis. For those individuals with chronic kidney disease, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. Arteriovenous fistula remain the gold standard for maintaining access to one's circulatory system to provide life-sustaining dialysis. Doctor?
Thanks, Brian. The scope of the problem with people that have kidney disease, chronic kidney disease in and of itself affects millions of patients in the United States, but as this deterioration of their function progresses, they reach an end stage where they're starting to look at treatment options. These can be, some patients may have to be very careful of the medications they take, of procedures that they undergo by receiving contrast material like they would in a cardiac catheterization or for a CT scan. And unfortunately, as this progresses, about 400,000 patients a year will require hemodialysis. The baby boomer generations are aging, our population is aging, and right now a little over 20% of patients that are on dialysis are older than age 75, so that's one out of five patients. This is just a graph that shows the growth of those patients with end-stage renal disease that are approaching dialysis, how it's progressed over the years. When your kidneys don't work, there's a need to provide that filtering function that the kidneys have. They filter the blood and they remove harmful substances and toxins that can build up in the bloodstream from our day-to-day metabolism. When they don't work, these toxins accumulate and the patients will become ill. At that point, when they become symptomatic from that, they're going to require either an artificial form of the filtering, which is called dialysis, or a kidney transplant. This is an example of what a modern dialysis machine looks like. The patient will be sitting down in a chair, and they'll be hooked up to this machine for somewhere between 3 to 4 hours, three times a week. The process requires removing the patient's blood, sending it through some artificial filters, and then returning it to the patient. This filtering is ideally and over a long term accomplished by creating a connection between the patient's artery and the vein. This is typically done in the arm, and that's termed an arteriovenous access, or AV access for short. And the preferred method for doing that is by using the patient's own veins to make that communication. A vein will be identified in the arm, will be surgically freed up, and basically plugged into the side of the artery, and that's called a fistula. This is an angiogram that an interventional radiologist would perform of a fistula in an upper arm. It's subtracted so you don't see the bones, but chest wall is here. These are the ribs coming across. This is the upper arm here of the left arm. Blood is flowing in through the artery to the communication point right here and tracks up the vein as it's going back to the heart. It's this vein here that will dilate over time. The wall will get a little bit thicker, and that's where, in the dialysis center, two needles will be placed in, one for removing the blood and one for returning it. Unfortunately, because a vein is normally seeing slow flow and a very low pressure, when you connect it to an artery to get that flow that you need to be able to access for dialysis, changes occur to that vein, and they're not used to seeing it, so they're prone to develop some narrowings over time. And these narrowings have the effect of reducing the blood flow through the access, making the patient's dialysis less efficient, perhaps requiring longer periods of time on dialysis at each individual session. And it can also require a medical procedure to correct that. And we as interventional radiologists play a key role in this by having these patients referred to us. We identify the areas of narrowing within the circuit. We can position a balloon catheter across that, and we can dilate those narrowings, and that's called angioplasty. There's a misconception that patients older patients won't do well when they come on dialysis. It's a misconception, I think, that's held both by patients and by referring physicians themselves. And you might wonder why would we provide dialysis any differently in a younger patient versus an older patient? And certainly the elderly patients are going to have more chronic medical problems. The incidence of diabetes will increase with older patients. We think of more heart disease in older patients. We think of high blood pressure in older patients. But the question that came to me was, are these factors are certainly present in the elderly population, but do they affect the patient's access and how well that access provides dialysis for them? So I had two goals when I started this project. One was to focus specifically on our procedure of balloon angioplasty and whether that procedure works the same, better, or worse in older patients as it does in younger patients. And the second was to see the patency rates, how they compared between the two groups. Patency is basically the medical term for the fistula or the access remaining open and carrying the blood through it in an efficient manner. And I wanted to see if there was a difference in older patients versus younger patients. So we identified in our dialysis population 38 patients that were age 75 years or older and compared them to 36 patients in what I considered a younger or more typical dialysis patient of between the ages of 40 and 60. Time on dialysis did differ a little bit between the two groups. The younger patients that we studied had been on dialysis an average of a year, whereas the older patients had only been on dialysis about 6 months. Here's a chart that shows some of the common diseases that we see both in the renal failure patient population as well as in older patients. Actually, the younger patients had a higher incidence of diabetes when compared with the older patients. High blood pressure was about the same in both groups, but that might be reflective of the fact that the kidney plays a very important role in regulating blood pressure. As we'd expect, we saw an increase in the amount of heart disease and vascular disease in the older patient, and their heart function, which is measured as it's sort of the ejection fraction is a measure of how well the heart pumps, and that was a little lower in the older patients, again reflecting the presence of heart disease. What I found kind of heartening finding in all this was that the presence of heart or vascular disease, the time that the patient had spent on dialysis, and any medications that they might take for their vascular disease or high blood pressure had no influence on two very important aspects for these patients. One, how long the fistula stays open, and two, how that fistula responds to angioplasty. And angioplasty is the procedure which is going to help that access stay open and allow them to have dialysis in an uninterrupted fashion. This slide looks specifically at that, how well the angioplasty procedure works. Older patients following a balloon dilatation of a narrowing in their fistula, that fistula stayed open for an average of 200 days. In the younger patient population, it stayed open for 211 days, and that was the difference between those two was not statistically significant. And the graph on the right shows the almost complete overlapping of the two curves, showing the patency over time. The take-home point from this is that a procedure to keep a fistula open works as well in the older patient as it does in the younger patient, and this 200 days is 7 months that patient is allowed to get dialysis, have it through their functioning fistula, and not have any interruptions. So in conclusion, our results of this study support that creating AV fistulas for dialysis in older patients is worthwhile. It's the preferred route for treatment and preferred option to supply dialysis to these patients or to any patient. And I think it also highlights the key role that we play in interventional radiology for keeping these accesses open and functioning properly. And that when it comes to patient age alone, that should not be the limiting factor for the choice of the access option that's offered to the patient. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Fourhour. Are there any questions? Please.
Does that mean you need to go in and do an angioplasty every 200 days?
Absolutely not. No, the way that patients are identified to come to us to look for a narrowing is the kidney doctor that takes care of these patients in the dialysis unit will start to notice changes in the pressures that they measure in these circuits. It's a very dynamic circuit of blood flowing in, and they'll measure pressures as they remove the blood and as they're returning it, and that will give them a sense of whether the dialysis is efficient. Also, patients will undergo intermittent laboratory tests, which will tell the kidney doctors how well the dialysis is working for that patient.
Other questions?
The other options for a patient receiving dialysis, kind of going from the more acute to the more chronic, catheters are plastic tubes which have two lumens that are inserted by us, typically into a vein in the base of the neck, and that allows the dialysis machine to withdraw and return blood. The catheters are easy to put in. They're a relatively quick way to provide access for the patient, but about a third of those over time, and when I say over time, I would say over the course of the next 60 to 90 days, will have some problem with function. They're susceptible to infection and to clotting off of the lumens. More invasive than the catheter is this communication between the artery and vein. It can be done with plastic tubing, some surgical material that one would use for a bypass of an artery, say, in the leg. But those, again, are fraught with complications of infection, and they tend not to stay open as long. The fistula stays open probably, on the average, if you compare a fistula to a fistula will stay open twice as long as a graft.
Other questions? Just to translate a little bit, the dialysis machines are great. They work really well. The problem is getting the blood out of the patient into the machine and then back into the patient successfully. And fistulas are the best way to do it. And what Dr. Fourhour is talking about is that interventional radiologists are critically important players in keeping those fistula going in young as well as old people. Right? Good. Thank you very much.